Well, according to state and local health officials, Barnes County has their first two confirmed cases of people who have contracted the coronavirus known as COVID-19. The cases involve a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s in Barnes County. And of course, we have City County Health District Director Teresa Will on the line with us to tell us a little more about this situation. Teresa?
Yes, we've been expecting it. And, you know, it was only a matter of time until we do the testing that shows that there are cases in our county. We're fortunate to have great staff and community partners here that are working hard and collaboratively to make sure that we have what we need to take care of these people, as well as what we need to continue to decrease the spread.
Have you had a lot of people calling or coming in and getting tested for the COVID-19 virus?
Well, we don't do the testing at the health department. The testing is done either at one of the clinics or in the hospital emergency room if that's needed. There's a specific way that they would like those to be handled, so always call ahead. If you feel you need to be tested, you can speak to someone at one of the clinics, or if it's a more urgent or emergent situation, you would contact the hospital and speak to someone in the ER. The testing that I am aware of, we have done approximately 25 tests in our county. I believe the two positives were tested in another county.
Okay, so our two positives from Barnes County were tested in another county. Okay. And as you mentioned, if you're just joining this broadcast, we have learned today that two people from Barnes County, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s, have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Now, I noticed the state news release says that under investigation. Does that mean they don't know how it was contracted and that's under investigation? What does that line mean?
That means that the local people are contacting those positive cases and speaking to them about whether they have been traveling recently, or if not, then we would know that it was community spread. So that still is under investigation.
Okay, so
those phone calls.
I see. So this is kind of an interviewing process that follows. To see,
right,
to get more details, right, on that. Okay, well, I'm sure now that we have our first two, we'll have more to follow. I think Governor Burgum said in his news conference recently, if it wasn't, I think it was yesterday, that maybe the day before yesterday, that there will be all 53 counties. We will have people that will test positive in all 53 counties. It's just a matter of time.
That's right. We know that there's been positive here prior to this. It's just we haven't had the testing available to be able to prove that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just for people who are listening, we're with City County Health District Director Teresa Will talking about the two that have tested positive in Barnes County. And statewide, it looks like we've had 83 individuals, 15 from yesterday, a total of 83 so far that have tested positive. And we've, of course, yesterday also sadly reported that we had one death from the related to the COVID-19 virus. Hospitalizations, I guess one is under the hospitalization, is recovering from that. And, of course, as Teresa mentioned, many, many other tests are being conducted. Anything else to add, Teresa, that you guys are doing to be your due diligence with this pandemic?
Well, we're meeting with a local group of healthcare providers so that our community is all on the same page and doing what we can do. We're also meeting with other community partners to try to keep all of our community in tune to what's happening and what they can do in their individual sectors. I would just ask that everyone continue to practice good social distancing and good infection control. And we're trying to get those pieces out there as much as we can. I know it's been on the news media in every direction to practice social distancing, wash your hands, good hygiene, disinfect, you know, all of those things that we've been hearing for several weeks already.
Thanks for your time and the update today on the current situation in Barnes County. Teresa.
Thank you.
There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Director, with that update. As we had learned, the two people have tested positive in Barnes County. One is a woman in her 50s, and another is a man in his 60s. And, of course, as Teresa just mentioned, the cause of that contraction is still under investigation. And, of course, we'll learn more. Of course, learn more, too. We have daily briefings from North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum coming up daily at 4 o'clock here on KOVC 1490 AM and 96.3 FM. Go to newsdakota.com for more details and click on the COVID-19 button bar for more details as well. Well, that ends this special broadcast for you. We'll have more details for you when they become available here on KOVC 1490 AM and 96.3 FM. We are your voice of the valley.